What this is a very specific military action that's time limited, that is in support of an international effort to prevent a humanitarian crisis in Libya, and to establish a no-fly zone so that Gaddafi cannot use his armed forces against his own people. We've been successful in pushing his forces back so that the city of Benghazi, of 700,000 people, where he said he would show no mercy, has been spared. We have a very narrow military action. We have a long-range policy of making sure that Gaddafi is no longer blocking the legitimate aspirations of the Libyan people, but that is not necessarily going to be accomplished just by military means.
Obama also says the U.S. will pull back from its dominant role in the international effort this week. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he can't predict when the international military enforcement of the no-fly zone might end, but that the U.S. could turn over control of the operation as soon as Saturday. In international attacks early today, missiles from F-15 fighter jets destroyed Gaddafi missile sites around Tripoli. A top Navy official in the campaign in Libya says international forces are intercepting and attacking government troops that have been storming population centers in the North African nation. Rear Admiral Gerard Huber says the coalition is targeting Gaddafi's mechanized forces, his artillery, and mobile missile sites, as well as ammunition and other supplies for government troops.
And as of yesterday, the 22nd of March, there were 175 aircraft sorties, 113 which were U.S. and 63 coalition. That number has increased just from 3 days ago, where we were flying a 15% coalition sortie rate. In air defense activities, we have degraded the Libyan strategic surface-to-air missile systems to a negligible threat. We believe that air defense system elements are severely degraded or destroyed and have been by these coalition forces. We have seen no related surface-to-air activity associated with target acquisitions since strikes began on March 19th. We will continue our focus on the regime's air force network that continues to pose a threat to coalition air operations enforcing the no-fly zone. But as I reiterated before, as I mentioned before, we are putting pressure on Gaddafi's ground forces that are attacking civilian populations in cities. And while those ground forces are engaged in fighting in Ajibia and Misrata and are threatening those number of others, that pressure from Joint Task Force, Odyssey Dawn coalition partners will continue.